Near the end of Monday's Astoria City Council meeting, the city got some pushback regarding a decision the council made at their last meeting. It happened during the routine public comment period when citizens can address topics not included in the current agenda. Mill Pond resident John Ryan came to the microphone. He was speaking about the city's recent vote to sell platted over-the-water lots in the Mill Pond neighborhood over the objections of residents there who opposed the sale, saying they want to preserve views and habitat for wildlife. Here's John Ryan.
We've been advised that if the city proceeds along with this sale, that we may take an opportunity by an attorney to do an injunction because of non-compliance with the requirements for sale of public property on this site.
The council voted 3-2 at their last meeting to approve selling the property to developer John Dulcich. Residences would be built on piers over the pond. The council's decision was partly motivated by the tax revenue the city would gain from private ownership of the lots. Councilors Joan Herman and Jessamine Grace West voted against the sale. Currently, the city owns the lots and incurs costs to maintain them. Mill Pond residents had offered to reimburse the city for costs for leaving the lots undeveloped. Oregon developer Art DeMuro recently designed the Mill Pond neighborhood and donated two platted piers to the city before his death in 2012. Each pier contains six buildable lots. The city had no takers when it first tried to sell the properties and has so far paid more than $64,000 in fees to the Homeowners Association, with $13,000 more budgeted for this fiscal year, according to the Astorian newspaper. A group of Mill Pond residents had proposed donating additional funds to the city to have the pier lots dedicated as a park. When Dulcich offered to buy the lots, the city decided to go that route to bring in needed tax revenue. The next Astoria City Council meeting is happening December 2nd at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers at 1095 Duane Street. I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.